Hello. Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. I'm giving you a courtesy call back. Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can. I have a
Okay.
quick question. So we had a charge of $56.95 on my credit card, but we don't know what it is, and so I'm calling you to see if you would have a record of it.
Okay, I understand, sir. I will be happy to take a look into this and see what's going on. I will need to first go ahead and try to locate the account. So can you please provide me, please, with the zip code and first and last name that would be on the
Yeah,
account, sir?
sure. The zip code is 60563, and the name is probably Ann, Anne Keenan,
Six
Keenan,
oh five six three.
right. What kind of
And
stuff
the
do you
first and
sell?
last name you said, what was that, sir?
Anne Keenan, Keenan. Or it could be Brian Keenan, Brian, one of those.
Okay, thank you. I'm looking for the account with that information, sir.
Okay.
Give
What
me
type of
just a moment.
product?
Yes, I have to pull up the account so I can see who you have
Oh, I get it.
services with, sir,
Right.
before I can see what is actually going to be billed and what you have services with. So give me just a moment. I'm looking for an account with that name. And you said Brian.
Brian Keenan or Ann
Okay.
Keenan.
I'm looking with that. Thank you, sir.
All right.
Okay, and can you just verify the shipping address for me, please, sir?
Yeah, 1021 Briar Gate Drive in Naperville, Illinois, 60563.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay. So I've pulled up the account with that information. Give me just a moment so I can
All
go
right.
ahead and see what you have with us. Okay. Thank you, sir. So I'm reviewing the account real quick. I'm just looking over it. Thank you, sir. So I'm showing this is in regards to the tactical bag is what you had with us, sir. So the tactical bag, it was a gift that was selected back on 10/18 for the $7.95. That was a gift for signing up for the discount savings store membership. You were shipped out the bag as the gift, and that was going to bill the actual membership for a discount savings store. 4 days after signing up, each month you enroll and bill the membership fee. You would receive a $125 gift card for you to shop online at our online store. That is what that was for, sir.
Well, we never got any credit, so I don't want I'm not paying the $56.90. They charged me $56.95. Is that what you show?
So that was the membership fee each month, sir. Did you authorize the initial charge for the tactical bag, sir? Did you ever select that as a gift?
I don't think so, but I don't want any membership. So
you did select that gift, sir?
I have no idea.
Okay, sir, that was a gift for signing up for the membership for the $7.95, sir.
Do you want to just cancel it, or do you want me to dispute it with the credit card company?
Well, I'm trying to verify, are you claiming fraud, or did you actually authorize that, sir, for the gift?
I don't think we authorized it, so...
So you're wanting to file a fraud claim? Okay, I can get this canceled out and get you over to the fraud department for further assistance. Give me just a moment while I cancel this out for you. Please stand in line.
All right.
I'm still here. Please stay in line.
Okay.
I'm still here. Thank you for your patience, sir. I'm sorry, I'm just working on getting this canceled out, and I'm trying to locate a fraud specialist. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here. Please stand in line. I'm still here. Please stand in line. Okay, I've gone ahead and canceled this out, and I'm just trying to locate a fraud specialist for you that is free to take your call. I do apologize about the wait. Please stay in line.
So you canceled the $56.95?
No, I canceled your account out, which is the reoccurring. The fraud department will assist you with the charges and filing a fraud claim.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
If they're not available, I can just do it with the credit card.
No, sir. We have fraud available all day, sir. I'm just trying to see who is free so I can directly transfer you. That way you don't have to wait in their queue for someone to assist you. They'll be able to handle all of that for you. Just give me one moment. Reaching out to a couple different ones. Please stay in line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've located a fraud specialist that will assist you further, sir. I'm just getting the call set up to transfer you to them. Before I do, though, I have a confirmation number for you for cancellation.
All right.
You ready for the cancellation number?
Yeah.
See, like in Chuck, then it's going to be 2-6-3-5-4-1-9-2-4.
Okay.
That is the cancellation number. Allow me just a moment. I'm setting up your call to transfer you to the fraud department. So please just stay on the line while I set up the transfer for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be transferring you directly over to a fraud specialist. That way you're not being held up in the queue, okay?
Okay.
So just stay on the line while I get that call set up to transfer you to the fraud specialist, sir. Okay. Your transfer is all set up. I'm going to transfer you now over to the fraud specialist, sir. Thank you again for calling customer support. You've been a pleasure to speak with. Just stay on the line. The next person you'll be speaking to will be the fraud specialist. Begin transferring now the fraud.
Okay.